Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world is turning in.
The world continues to move. And hopefully you've got enough gumption to move with it. I'm Doug Steffen. It's the Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden here today to focus on how your day can be better. Ken Kessler's normally with us. He monitors the Facebook and Twitter accounts, Instagram, that sort of thing. But it seems the weather has not been his friend. I may say the same thing for Jennifer, but there are other reasons. I'm putting all the pieces together here. Nice to have Roberta back on the program. The focus on another church getting burned may have something to do with the weather. As quickly as we can jump to conclusions about this church in South Carolina that was burned down once before, I think it was about 20 years ago, the KKK burned this church down in Greeleyville, South Carolina. Nobody was harmed by the event. The church was completely destroyed. Investigators are looking into arson. However, this has been a string. There's a string of fires that have happened at predominantly black southern churches recently.
It's like the sixth one in a week, right?
However, there was bad lightning there last night. And that could have been, I'm not saying it was, because they'll investigate and they'll figure it out fairly quickly, but that could have been the reason. Even though we jumped to the conclusion that it's been burned down by... Does the KKK still really exist anymore?
Oh, yes, it does.
I would imagine it does.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's see if they have a website.
Or the KKK.
Yeah, KKK.org. Right,
they're a nonprofit, right?
Of course they are.
There it is.
Yeah.
Here's a great story what the Ku Klux Klan looks like today.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's welcome to the Ku Klux Klan. It's KKK.com. KKK.org is some kind of a parking website.
Apparently, there are active chapters in 41 states with approximately 5,000 to 8,000 active members.
So who belongs to the KKK?
That's it? 5,000 to 8,000?
That's all the whole
That's enough.
We should be able to crush that.
I would say that's probably just those who would admit to it. I think there's an awful lot more, and they just don't admit to it.
Wow. I mean, certainly they're going to claim all of the members they can on their website. So,
no, this is an article about them.
Do you really think that people are proud that they want to go down the street?
I think the website would definitely want to portray themselves as large as they possibly could.
Really?
Yeah.
In this political climate,
I think the website for the KKK would definitely portray themselves as big as they could.
Wow. I can't even go there. I can't even bring myself around to thinking that that's something that anybody who has any common sense at all would want to be visibly connected to.
Well, they hide
and
their faces.
Be proud of it.
But think about it. They hide their faces.
Yeah. Right.
They talk about the race war against the whites.
Say no to cultural genocide.
We'll stay committed to a nonviolent resolution.
Right.
That's in the first sentence. Nonviolent doesn't include burning down churches.
No. I can't begin to imagine how people in this day and age want to belong to some organization like that. I just don't. I mean, never mind the stigma attached to it. What are you thinking? What makes you better than somebody else just because of the color of your skin? You moron. Ugh, people that think like that. Good God. Anyway, other things. Oh, let's not focus on. Let's keep moving here.
Yeah, I know. I'm
always afraid to look, to put the URL in the computer.
National Director of the Knights? Pastor Thomas Robb.
Pastor.
All right, pastor.
Yeah, man of God.
Whatever.
Yeah.
We hate drugs, homosexuality, abortion, race mixing, because these things go against God's law and destroy all white nations.
Okay.
Next.
Lawmakers in Washington State cutting tuition at the public universities. This is a 15 to 20% tuition cut over the next 2 years. This could spark a national trend. What it does, and having been at Heidelberg over this past weekend, it is my alma mater. I was on the Board of Trustees there for 12 years, and I hadn't been back to the school, really, for an event like I went to on Thursday and Friday of last week since I got off the board 3 years ago. And what I got from talking to my friends who are still there and looking around the school, they're really worried. Their enrollment is down 100 from last year, and which is about 20% of the freshman class, because of the pressures that have been brought to bear. It costs X number of dollars. This is not a highly endowed school. Anyway, about $50 million in the endowment. That's not a lot of money. And the school has never really performed in the sense that, even though there are billionaires that have gone there, a couple of like Yingling Beer and three or four people who have done very, very well and have a lot of money. But it's not the kind of school that produces a lot of people that are highly skilled entrepreneurs. They're teachers, they're ministers, they're people
Nothing wrong with that,
but it doesn't
thank
bring
goodness for these people.
Yeah, but the other side of that is, Roberta, they don't have a lot of money, so they don't have endowment that helps to pay cost or defray the cost of tuition. So the tuition is now $30,000+ a year. Ugh. If you go up to some of the other schools that maybe more highly touted, whether it's D3, D2, or D1, you can easily find a school for $50,000. That's before you put in room and board and all the other things. So where's this money come from? The average family, the average income, according to the stats this year, the mean or median income is $54,900. So if you are a family with one bread earner, and that's not very likely anymore, but let's say there's only one person that works, and this person, the mother or the father, making $50,000-$60,000 a year, and you got a couple, three or four children, how do you put them through college unless you put them through
debt,
the public universities, or unless you borrow the money? And that's another scam and a half with these agencies and the government's up to their mickey.
Average student loan debt right now is right around $30,000. And guess what the student
loan... That's all? I would think
people thought it would be higher than that.
Guess what the student loan debt is nationally?
Student loan debt, the total, you mean?
Total.
In the billions, hundreds of billions. If not more.
Over $1 trillion. $1.2 trillion.
You realize how much money they're making at Sallie Mae and these other places where they loan money to college students and they keep paying and paying and paying. My daughter is still paying off her loans from a college that she took out on her own, in addition to the stuff that I kicked in. And it's, $400 a month or something. And you look at the total debt is still, I think her debt's about $30,000 or something. Yeah.
You know, the smartest
man
out
of school
in America
for 10 years
right now.
What?
Mike Rowe.
How so?
Love Mike.
He's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works. You remember Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs, and now he's got a show on CNN.
That is Ford commercials.
So, Ford commercials. So he's got a foundation called Mike Rowe Works, and they give scholarships to help train people for real jobs.
Real jobs, electricians, plumbers,
whatever it is.
Welders,
so
real jobs.
And here is things. $1 trillion in student debt loans, record high unemployment, 3 million good jobs that nobody seems to want. Micro Works Foundation started a profoundly campaign to challenge the absurd belief that 4-year degree is the only path to success.
I love Mike.
Asinine.
The skills gap here, and we don't close it.
Thanks to him for not necessarily doing just what he did, but bringing this to a national debate, to go back and ask yourself, again, this public school, public university, what the heck? Roberta paid $23,000 in real estate taxes yesterday for her apartment in New York. Where's that money going? Why is it that
we
don't have...
The city of New York.
Well, but I'm saying the city of New York is doing what with that money? Do you have vocational ed programs, the public schools
that's
there?
That's part of the problem, is that this whole standardized testing nonsense that we have to do, there's no more shop classes. There's no more vocational ed classes.
Why?
They've done away with them.
Why,
because they
though?
Because they have to train the kids.
To do what? Be unemployed?
To take the test. No, to take the test.
And then they're unemployed.
My kids
why
spend
isn't
the
there
last
a national... Wait a minute. Why isn't there a national... This really makes me so GD angry. The national uproar that ought to be at the base of this problem, people sending their kids off to school and they come home and they know nothing.
They know nothing.
They have no practical knowledge of anything.
Wait, they teach these kids, all sorts
political
of like algebra and geometry and stuff.
Well, that's good to make the brain work.
Expose them to it. But yet these kids come out of high school and they have no idea how to balance a checkbook.
No.
They have no idea how to figure out a simple mortgage. They have no idea about how the stock market market works or how the financial markets work. They are completely ignorant about the real world. Yeah. Oh, but they, you know, but they got an 85 on their geometry test. Yeah. But who cares? What are they going to, unless they become architects,
no
they're never going to use it.
No Child Left Behind thing is a failure.
Yeah. Oh, No Child Left Behind is an abomination.
Joke.
Train for the last month of their school year, every single year, just to be able to take the test.
And then the other thing, what is the other, that other national educational program, Common Core? Yeah. What a freaking joke.
Oh, Common Core is horrible. Teachers hate it. The best thing I ever took in high school.
Why are we putting up with this?
Was a secretarial typing class.
Yeah, but why are we putting up with this?
I think that they ought to take guys like Mike Rowe. They ought to get him. He ought to be sitting on a cabinet somewhere in the White House, and helping us to realize all of the jobs that we are not fulfilling because we don't raise our kids to either appreciate or know what to do.
Or understand
with those kind of jobs.
And you know what part of the problem is at the high school level? There are some vocational high schools, but the local high schools fight against the kids going there because they're actually, you know, ridiculed and vilified, these schools, by the other high schools because they want
to
say,
"You go to a vocational school, you greaser."
They want to say, "Well, 92% of our students, you know, go on to college," and that's how they base real estate values. This is a great school district. We have all these kids going to college.
I watch our principal fight for the dollars that she gets every single year. And she, in order to get those federal dollars, you have to be able to prove this and do this and have this kind of a percentage rate on these kids passing this test and that test. And it's how the reason they don't want those other schools is because it challenges their money to be able to run their school.
Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, 43 and change past the hour. We've changed Heart Health Month. I am so powerful. This program is so big that we single-handedly have changed Heart Month to July instead of having it in February. No more February. July is Heart Health Month here on Good Day. Did you know it's a fact? If you're over 40, your nitric oxide levels are dropping, Roberta. Mm-hmm. American Heart Association says maybe to half of what you need. What does that mean to you? It means your circulation isn't what it used to be. The old circulation ain't what it used to be. Your arteries are not as healthy as they ought to be.
And for men, that's not a good thing.
Not good for women.
Disappoint their lady friends.
Yeah, right. Okay, Roberta's got the... There is that to be dealt with. That's why your doctors start saying, watch your blood pressure. That's why your energy and stamina are not good. Results at the gym are not as good. Why men start wondering about what's going on, you know what I mean? Neo 40 is a convenient, fast melt tablet. What an interesting concept. You can take it on the go. It uses your own saliva to make more nitric oxide, which may help you and your heart and your arteries and other important parts healthier again. Next week, Good Day is launching the official Heart Health Challenge. Want you to join all of us on the Good Day team and try Neo 40, N-E-O, Neo 40, and tell us what you think, how you feel. Richie has been taking this Neo 40 for a while.
Yep, a couple weeks.
How does it compare to Super Beats? Because it's part of the Super Beat family.
Yeah, I take it in addition to the Super Beats. It's great. It tastes great. Yeah. It's a little tablet. You just put one in. I take one in the morning. I take one in the afternoon.
Good addendum to the Super Beat routine. Join the Good Day Heart Health Challenge and get a free box of Neo 40 with any order of Super Beats. You get the free book, the free saliva testing strips, free shipping. The saliva testing strips will help you understand what's going on in your body. Neo 40 and Super Beats together, they are tested, patented, and they work. Join the Heart Health Challenge today. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183. Sort of moving up the next notch, the next rung on the ladder of keeping your heart, your blood pressure, everything working well all the time. And we started with Super Beats, and now we go to the next level, Neo 40. I like that. Neo 40. Go to 800-655-4183 or order it online at DougLikesBeats.com.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Can you keep a secret? Well, it may depend on your, get this, birth order in the family. Here's the developmental science of it. It seems that the oldest brother or sister in a family can keep secrets better and longer than the other kids in the family. Mothers and fathers teach this strategy by saying, "Don't tell your little brother," and this translates to the real world. If you're bursting at the seams to tell a secret, make sure you only tell it to a firstborn individual. They'll keep it. Want to get a secret out of someone? The reverse is true. Go to the person who's the baby of their family, and they'll spill the beans every time. What's the cheap psychological trick? Keeping a secret is a valuable skill, but it's something that's taught before the secret can be kept. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This slugger is a three-time All-Star and the 1990 National League Rookie of the Year. He racked up over 300 career home runs in his 14-year career.
A long drive to right. Ramirez turns to the track. She's gone.
So where is David Justice now? In 2007, David was inducted into the Atlanta Braves Hall of Fame. He was originally hired to play himself in the Oscar-nominated movie Moneyball, but the role was recast with actor Stephen Bishop, who at one time was in the Atlanta Braves farm system.
We met, and then when I got to the spring training for the first time, I saw him in the locker room, and I was in plain clothes, and he was like, "What are you doing here, man? Like, are you supposed to be here?" Thinking, hey, you know, I'm a stalker or something like that.
Looks like there's no justice in Hollywood. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
Rude, crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
It's time to go to bed, but you're wide awake. How can you shut down naturally?
Go prehistoric. Our ancestors went to bed when it got dark. What else could they do? But with modern lighting and electronics, we can stay up and not be bored.
That's great, unless it interferes with your sleep. A good night's rest is critical in today's fast-paced, mentally challenging work world.
So take a note from our ancestors. Research shows going dark about an hour before it's time to go to bed works wonders.
Ideally, you'll dim the lights, turn off the computer, and put your smartphone away.
If you just can't stand that thought, dim your screens and consume calming content.
Sleep like a cave dweller for your big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Offensive without a lot of funny. Feral and Hard are flaccid, and Get Hard could use a little blue pill. I'm out.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
All right. Where are we now? Looks like 51 past the hour. Richie, if I can read the clock. Yes, 51 after on Good Day.